nice present, wasn't it? Very nice present. Now we're going to go back to a little more classical. I've had a real opportunity to, perform some of Eric Zeisel's composition. And due to the efforts of his daughter, Barbara Zeisel Schoenberg, and his grandson, Randy Schoenberg, Zeisel's had almost a renaissance of performances in the last few years. And we're happy to be a part of that. This variation on a Slovakian theme was actually first written as a string quartet. It's one of his earliest compositions. This is the last movement. It was expanded for string orchestra in 1934. It's a delightful piece, and each movement has its own character. Each variation has its own character. You hear kind of the Austrian upper crust dance movement, and then you'll hear the foreshadowing of his film music. You can hear the triumphant theme and the love theme and the scary theme. Eric Zeisel, of course, was born in Austria in 1905. And then in the 30s, when life became unbearable for the Jews, he emigrated first to France, and then he came to America, and finally to Hollywood, where he's one of the immigrant Hollywood composers. Unfortunately, he never received main composer credit on any of the films that he did. He was known in the town as an excellent composer, composer of Jewish music, and as a well-thought-of teacher of composition. And in fact, that led to a position with the Brandeis Camp Institute out in Simi Valley from 1948 to 1950. And I thought how synergistic to have music of Zeisel play here at the AJU, which is now has a relationship with the Brandeis. Part of the Brandeis is part of the AJU. In our audience tonight, I hope, is Randy Schoenberg. There he is.